Well, get her in here. Been waiting all show. Karina Smirnoff, Dancing with the Stars pro, wrote a book with her best friend slash manager, Lindsay Riley, called We're Just Not That Into You, Dating Disasters from the Trenches. The book can currently be purchased on Amazon.com. And the two dish about their dating escapades. How are you?
I'm so sorry.
You're worth waiting for.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. It literally took me 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And I think because I didn't take 4 or 5, I decided like that it was too backed up. It made it worse.
Yeah. So you got on the Waze app and then it took you a bunch of different ways and got you here finally?
I still have to figure out how Waze works, because at least, like, when you do, like, Google Maps, you see, like, the green or the red.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Waze just sees roads.
Like, and that's, too, with Waze, sometimes it'll take you where you're going, make it right here. I have no idea where this is. You've taken me, like, to this weird side street, and I have no idea where I am. So that can be a little scary,
too. Did you drive, what, from Woodland Hills?
Well, it's practically Calabasas.
Okay.
I just
you're
pay
in my
Woodland
neighborhood.
Hills, Texas.
Yeah, exactly. You're in my neighborhood.
Oh, I love that neighborhood. I think it's going to get only better once they fill out the village and build it all out, you know, like with the thing that they're doing with Westfield.
Where's your dance studio out there?
The dance studio is on Ventura, but it's going to move. It's going to move at the end of the summer to the new location, so I'm excited about that.
What, bigger? Do you get a lot of people from who've been watching Dancing with the Stars and know that you have this place now coming down and joining?
Yeah, and we have people that come to LA to visit and to, like, just, you know, come in and take a dance class at the studio, but we have kids' classes, we have adult classes.
Karina, can anybody be taught to dance?
To a degree, I mean.
Like, you can obviously see natural ability. Like, when you watch Dance with the Stars and you'll see some, those are my favorite stories is when day one, you're like, oh, yikes, this is going to be. And then you see them gradually, and you're like, okay, all right, you got a little better, but.
You're right. The journey on the show.
That's what I love.
Yes, it's the best. And it's like, especially when you don't know a celebrity very well, when you just start watching the show and then you get to know them, you get to know what they're about, and they suddenly have rhythm and they have one left and one right foot,
yeah,
and they know how to use it, it makes it a lot more interesting.
Who's been your favorite partner ever on Dancing with the Stars?
Ooh, I don't know if I can choose one, because even though I've had, I've had 17 partners.
Right.
Not 17 years.
And not sexual, you're not talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and not sexual.
I just want you to be taken out of context.
Exactly. Well, on this show, like, when you read the tabloids, everybody seems to be sleeping around.
I know.
Well,
it's
every
a very
time.
Sexy program. I mean, I get confused if we're doing the Lombada every day and we're sweating.
No, but you know what? The reality of the situation is that in tabloids, it's way more exciting, because you get to see this guy 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And when you see them for 7 days a week for like 10, 12 hours a day, as much as people think you develop chemistry and you jump into bed together, most of the time you're like, dude, just like, walk away.
God, I just
the way
home.
You walk annoys me. You know? So, yeah, that's in true. Tablets, it's way more exciting.
So you wrote a book with a friend of yours about dating called
yep.
We're Just Not That Into You, Dating Disasters from the Trenches. And you talk about dating A-listers. So I'm sure you, with the show, you're bumping elbows with the A-listers. Anybody you mentioned names in the book? Or like, I went out with this one guy from this one show.
You know what? I don't name names,
okay,
but I describe them to a detail.
Oh.
So if you know the pop culture.
Oh, this will be fun. Describe somebody and we'll see who you guess them first.
We're pretty good at this.
Well, and some of my relationships have been made public. So if with the description and with the knowledge of that we were together at one point, a lot of times my friends like, oh my God, is this and this?
Right.
And I'm like, yep. But don't say it out loud.
You have a crazy story though. There was a story, and is this in the book or a story you've told before, where you had a boyfriend and you busted him? There was like a whole suitcase full of condoms?
Yes. So I was actually in the we were living together,
okay,
and I wasn't traveling as much as he was. So he would travel outside of, you know, California for business. And then when he would come back, like the good girlfriend, sometimes, not all the time, because I'm not that good, I would unpack him. Right?
So Snoop, I was. Snooper. Snoop alert.
Exactly. Well, it wasn't even snooping, because we would be sharing the closet. He was very, generous and giving me like 2/3 of the closet, because women need.
Right.
We just have more stuff, you know? So I remember unpacking him, and then by the time I got to the very bottom of the bag, it's like an extra large box of condoms, but it was already open. And I'm thinking, like, wait, was he planning on doing like a water balloon fight with me? Yeah. You know, you right away want to think something good, but then, you know, your gut feeling and woman's intuition.
Did you go through and count how many were left, like how many says on the box and how many were actually in
the
box?
You know what? That's taking it to a whole new level. That's a little stalkish. So you didn't go that far.
So you see the condoms. Obviously, you have that horrible feeling in your stomach, like,
But you, at least he wore a condom.
No! And then, so do you confront him immediately or do you wait a minute?
Well, he came home because I didn't want to do it over the phone because you want to see the right expression because you can tell a lot, you know, by looking into another person's eyes. So I said, you know, baby, what's up with all these condoms? Because, you know, why would you need to travel with them? And the reasoning was that he was holding them for a friend. Apparently, they're like a deficiency of condoms sold in the United States that he needs to make sure his friend is okay.
How old is his friend? 14 and still lives at home with his parents?
So, holding
for a friend. Funnily enough, this friend was living with this guy in his basement, and I think he was about 40. But he was living with the guy I was dating. It was, I think, okay, now that I'm talking about it, maybe it was messed up from the beginning.
Yeah. You're not with this person anymore.
No. Okay.
No, that's just one of the stories.
Nice life lesson, yeah.
One of the stories in this book, We're Just Not That Into You, Dating Disasters from the Trenches. It's available on Amazon.com. And you also tell stories about how guys approach you, whether it be like the best lines that you've ever had. So I do have some AC/DC tickets to give away before the end of the day. I know, huh? Are you going to
Dodger
Stadium?
I want to. Is that, okay, can I audition for the tickets or like play for them or tell you one of the names?
Is that enough of a pickup line to say, hey, I have AC/DC tickets, and then you would go out with me on a date?
It would for me. I'm a fan of theirs.
Well, what I'm going to have people do, I'm going to have guys call in and throw you a line, and you're going to pick which line was the best one as far as working on you, Karina Smirnoff. And whoever has the best line for you is going to win those tickets.
All
okay,
right.
And then you can go from there with the person who actually had the best line has the tickets.
Oh, okay. I thought you just asked me, but no, sorry. Never mind.
Oh.
Well.
You better find some AC/DC tickets, my friend.
I know, I will. Well, we live in the same neighborhood, too, so we're geographically desirable to one another.
You could just drive together, and it would be...
Exactly, carpooling.
Right.
Carpooling, yes.
Carpooling.
Look that up in the Urban Dictionary. All right, so call in 1-800-955-5567. You're going to be throwing lines at Karina Smirnoff from Dancing with the Stars. And the best line, the pickup line, will win those tickets to AC/DC at Dodger Stadium September 28th. So we'll come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.